Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Are your roses looking pretty pathetic right now? Heat takes its toll on plants and people alike during the summer here in Baton Rouge. But effort made now will ensure a beautiful rose blooming season in through October, November, and early December. Late August through early September is the time we cut back our repeat flowering roses. These are the roses that start blooming in the spring and bloom throughout the summer, into the fall, and even into the early winter. This includes popular roses like Hybrid Tea, Grandiflora, Floribunda, old garden roses, and landscape roses, like the popular knockout roses. Now, why should you prune your roses? Well, for one thing, it controls their size. Roses oftentimes grow larger than we want them to be in a particular location. Cutting them back helps to moderate that size to the size we'd like them to be. In addition, very importantly, pruning back roses stimulates vigorous new growth. And it's this vigorous new growth that's going to produce the best flowers for us in the fall. And also, it encourages good flowering because that vigorous growth produces more flowers on it than if you'd left the roses alone. That is, cutting back roses actually encourages them to bloom more. Finally, when you're pruning your roses back for a variety of reasons, you can take the opportunity to prune out anything that's dead. Dead canes or dead growth in your rose bushes is unhealthy for them, so while you're pruning them back, be sure to remove that dead growth. Why do we prune roses now? Is there an interesting thing about the timing that's significant? Well, the answer is absolutely. When we prune our roses here in Baton Rouge is geared by when they have their best blooming seasons. Now, pruning roses back right now primes them for the beautiful fall rose blooming season. Again, October through early December is a beautiful time for roses. So pruning now prepares them for the outstanding fall blooming season. We also prune roses back again in the late winter, around about late January or early February. The timing of that pruning is geared to the spring and early summer flowering season. During the hottest part of summer, in late June, July, August, we just don't expect to get very good flowers from roses because of the heat. So we really rely on our roses to perform well for us in the spring, early summer season, and then again here in the fall season. When you do your pruning, make sure you wear a long sleeve shirt. I like to wear a denim shirt because roses have those vicious thorns, you know, and you can try to be careful, but before you know it, they're going to catch your arm. Also wear leather gloves. Leather gloves will protect your hands the best from those spines and thorns that roses produce. Also use hand pruners or loppers. If you're pruning branches about the size of your fingers, hand pruners work well, but larger than that, get out the loppers. Loppers are able to prune back larger canes, and sometimes you have to do that. Now, how to prune your roses? For the hybrid teas and grandifloras, you want to cut them back to about 2 feet from the ground. Make your pruning cuts just above a dormant bud or just above a point where a leaf is attached, and don't forget to prune out any thin, weak canes. Old garden roses, floribundas, and landscape roses are pruned less rigorously. They don't require as severe a pruning, so usually we cut them back maybe about one-third to one-half their height this time of the year. Again, don't forget to prune out any of those dead branches. After you finish pruning your roses, fertilize your roses. Stimulate vigorous new growth. You can use a rose fertilizer or any general-purpose fertilizer following label directions. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.